Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I don't have to take a week off due to COVID, unlike our good friend Greer. So I'm doing well. I can't complain, honestly.
Okay, I need your help breaking this down. How did Greer, of all people, get COVID? She only talked to him on Zoom.
I don't know. How did she get it? Nobody else got it. I don't know. Maybe she just had an unfortunate seatmate on the plane over to Estonia. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. I can't think of any like conspiracy reason why they would want her to just sit out a week. So
I don't either.
My other question. Logan got COVID as a contestant on Gabby and Rachel's season, and then he was eliminated. Clearly, Zach didn't seem that into Greer, so why doesn't she just start packing?
I don't know. I don't understand this stupid show. Nothing makes sense. It's never consistent. I'm giving up trying to figure it out. I'm just all vibes now.
Yeah. Yes. Can't rely on any consistency here. So we do find this info out right at the beginning. Speaking of contestants with COVID, you know, last week it was all about Zach having COVID. And I saw a little tidbit that came out from Caitlin Bristow that she recognized the hotel where he was laid up, you know, nursing himself back to health with his cup of tea. She said that's the hotel in LA where they send all the contestants like for casting.
You know what? I'm like, yeah, I'm truly not surprised because I did find that a little curious. I was like, this seems like real camera and not just like Zach setting up camera. You know, out of all the egregious things they do, this is at the bottom of the list of that bad.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Do you think he knew that's what he was filming, or were they just like,
relaxing? They were like, we need some COVID B-roll, bud. Like, all right, let me look a little pale, a little cranky. Let's see what we can do here.
Yes. Yeah, it was the headboard was the giveaway, I guess, for Caitlin, that it has writing in the background. So now that's something to look for. If you ever see that headboard and they're not in LA, they really are in LA.
So that's so funny.
Busted. All right. Well, this was an odd episode with the whole Greer situation. Can't say like she was really missed because I feel like she's kind of a non-factor at this point. But
I mean, I missed her.
Did you?
Well, my draft team missed her.
Oh,
we're relying on her.
Yeah, I suppose. So they're in Estonia. First, we see Zach meeting with Jesse, and Jesse kind of breaks the news. Did it seem to you that Zach already knew this? Right. I felt like he already got word from a producer and was acting.
Definitely. And I wonder, you know what? That's funny. It didn't cross my mind until you just said it. But I'm like, yeah, of course that's what happened. I also was a little mad at Zach that he didn't like FaceTime Greer just to be like, hey, I'm just checking up on you, just making sure you're okay. So like maybe they did off camera or something, but if he didn't, I'm a little mad about it. I don't know why.
Right. It's just them. Well, because they're already on a bad note. So I feel like there should have been a little more to address it. Like here's what's happening. Not just that, oh, she's asymptomatic. She has COVID, but so here's how this is going to work. You know, you chose to let her stay until she recovers or something like that. Yeah. Or you were given the option to eliminate her. And maybe he's just like, no, I'm not going to send her out like that kind of thing. But
yeah,
behind the scenes on how they dealt with it.
I also think it's so hilarious that she can come back next week and be like, I do know how you feel now, Zach. I can directly relate to you because I am here to find my partner and I got COVID. So I get it. My time was taken away. So I completely relate to what you went through last week.
True method acting. Maybe that's where it came in. Maybe she doctored her COVID test and was like, this is how I salvage the situation.
Yeah, good call.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, poor Greer getting COVID back to back with these important goals going on in her life. All right. So we talked a little bit last week, you know, would Charity be getting this next one-on-one? She does. And we saw that kind of in the preview as well. But it did seem like she was surprised, or not surprised, but pleasantly surprised. Like, she didn't, you know, leave out the possibility that they could have skipped her over.
Yeah. And I was like, girl, you deserve this. That would be so shite if her date just got skipped over.
Yeah, she would have had the right to just have full on like meltdown mode, anger mode against the producers. So yeah, I think they just could not do that. But this one-on-one date starts out kind of the drama for the episode with Kat. So this was kind of the big move of the episode. I'd like to hear your thoughts on, you know, whose side are you on in this? But Kat decides, you know, I'm just going to pull him aside. He comes to pick up Charity for the date. Can I grab you for a second? And pulls him aside for 5 minutes and, you know, has a little make out with him. Just wanted her time because she hadn't seen him for a week, but nobody's seen him for a week.
Yeah. And so let me preface this with I'm going to go back and forth a little bit. I understand where she is coming from in that, like, she wants to see him. If she wants him to be her husband, like, she should get extra time. You know, we always say, like, make those cute little dates. Like, we loved what Katie did last week when he had COVID. Mm-hmm. This is not the time. He's literally picking up somebody else to go on a one-on-one. It is very disrespectful to Charity to, like, kiss him in that moment, I think, especially since Charity really got the short end of the stick of not being able to get a date last week when she was supposed to. So I will say that I think that was a terrible move. It was not the vibe. It was so tacky. It was tacky. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's classless, but it was absolutely a tacky move. And if anyone did that to her, like, and it was her one-on-one, she would have lost her ever loving mind.
Right.
I thought Charity handled it with grace, like, as we expect Charity to do anything. I really appreciate that Brooklyn called her out and said that wasn't cool. I didn't appreciate that at no point could Kat take a step back and say, hey, you know what? I didn't do the right thing there. I will say the only moment I'm on Kat's side in this whole situation is when Charity pulled Kat for a conversation during the cocktail hour and Brooklyn came in to be like, are you okay? I don't think that was Brooklyn's place to be there. I will say that's the only, like, little tiny fraction sliver of time that I was like, you know what, Kat is right. Brooklyn had no right to be in that conversation at that point. But I do think it was, like, wild. You know, it's so tiny and it's not against the rules, but it is against the unspoken rules. I don't know. What do you make of the situation?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen time and time again, it's just kind of that moment where, you know, the Bachelor might, like, give a hug to some of the girls that are, like, sitting on the corner of the couch or something as he goes to pick up someone, or, you know, just kind of say hi to everyone, greet everyone. But it really is, like, they come in, if they sit down for a minute, they're still focused on who they're taking out on a date. It's a really quick, like, okay, like, I'm here for Charity and, you know, see you guys later. And if it's been done before, it's few and far between. Because we really don't see it. And yeah, just kind of that similar to what we saw. I think what made it, especially like where Brooklyn was coming from and getting really upset, is this happened to Charity before when she got the group date rose, where Christina kind of stole her moment. So it's like, is this always happening to Charity? And she missed out on her time last week. So for Kat to kind of come in and act like she's the only one that didn't see Zach for a week, you know, you're going to get that group date. You can pull them aside then all you want. And that's when we do advise that kind of thing. They're going to have a cocktail party. Do it then. So she's going to see him the next day. And then, yeah, it is just tacky and sets it off on like a shaky tone, I think, for Charity, where it's like, oh, like he headed off with her. It's kind of like sending that message like, oh, be thinking about me while you're with her. And I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah. And I also will say that this podcast, we support people going to therapy. some people have had too much therapy. And it seems like Kat came to every conversation being like, well, like, you're disregarding my feelings. You're doing this. You're, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like,
why can't I have my moment?
It all felt like therapy buzzwords to like justify
no ownership, what she did. No apology.
And I think she knows deep down it wasn't cool, but she's like,
right,
not backing down on what she did. And I think it's okay to make a mistake and then say, you know what, you're right, I wouldn't have appreciated if somebody did that to me. Mm-hmm. Like, Brooklyn, I think the way you could have gone about it could have been nicer. Mm-hmm. But like, I am now understanding why everyone was upset. And like, I appreciate that Ariel, like,
yeah,
later in the episode, they were sitting down having a conversation, and she was trying to get Ariel to be on her side. And I think from what we've seen, like, maybe her and Ariel are actually friends. She was like, well, like, this and that. And Ariel was like, okay, but like, this and this. Like, she was very chill She's about calm. It. Mm-hmm. And Kat still didn't give in the fact that she had done anything wrong.
Right. I love the line where, because Kat seemed to be like, but COVID, like, that's the reason. I wouldn't have done this otherwise. And Ariel's like, but you did do it. So it's like, how should we know that you wouldn't have done it otherwise?
Yeah,
and
I love that. I very much love that. This was a great coming out party for Ariel.
Definitely. Yeah, she even got compared to Catherine Lowe later in the episode. Yeah. So that's an interesting call out. Yeah, so were you surprised that this situation was never brought up to Zach? Like, Brooklyn was raring to go, and we saw her kind of come to Charity's defense before with Christina in that moment. But it was Brianna who really brought up that situation. So she didn't tell on Kat that we saw at any point.
Yeah, I think at this point it is the correct move. And it's hard because I think they can kind of see that Kat is one of Zach's special favorites. And I wonder if they've seen a couple people kind of express how they're feeling about different situations, but then immediately get sent home. So I wonder if they're like, ooh, like, let's keep this a little light and fun here.
Right, for sure. So what did you think of Charity's date in the horse-drawn carriage exploring Estonia?
I liked how much she liked it. If I were to get the, I would personally love the explore the city date. Would not want to do it by horseback, thank you very much. But she was having a grand old time, and for that, I am very supportive.
I thought you were going to say, I would not want to do the wife carrying competition.
I mean, obviously, I don't want to do that.
Had you heard of this before?
No.
I feel like I'd heard of it, but never like seen a visual.
This like, oh, this specific. Yeah, no, you know, I don't know. I blocked it out. Were you surprised they went to Estonia?
Yeah, that wasn't on my radar. But
no, it like wasn't it. On mine either. I was thrilled. I tweeted that I had an Estonia phase in high school. So I was excited.
Well, what does an Estonia phase look like?
I became like obsessed with it, but the university I was planning on going to had like an exchange to Estonia. I was like, should I go on exchange to Estonia? And like learned all about it and everything. And I didn't.
Nice.
I did not.
Should I make Estonia. That my personality?
Should I, like, am I obsessed with Estonia?
Well, you obviously must know more about it than I do then.
It's
I've
been
done much research.
It's been a long time since my Estonia phase. I don't want to show my age, but this year will be 10 years since I graduated university. So the high school phase was a long time ago. Long, long time ago.
It definitely made me want to go there for sure. Add that to the list. It was really beautiful.
Definitely.
Not sure I would want to do all the activities that they did.
No.
Ariel State as well, but I'm sure there's plenty of other things to do.
Or even like the shouting into a fire is not really like up my alley, but.
Right. overall, did you think like, were you rooting for Charity and Zach? Do you see the connection there?
I am always rooting for Charity. Mm-hmm. Whether or not Zach's there is indifferent to me.
Yeah. I feel like she might fall into the category where it's like, he can say like, well, my connections are just a little further along with other people just because, you know, went a little later. Like, I'm not seeing like the total sparks, but I think they're kind of smitten by each other a little bit.
You know what? I hope it doesn't work out, because then she can be our bachelorette and I would be thrilled with that.
That would be good. Later in their date, they have dinner. I was kind of surprised it didn't really end with anything else. It was just more like horse-drawn carriage. Like, where was the private concert? Not that I'm complaining about that, but it felt like it was a little bit shortchanged in the,
yeah,
in the activities. But she talks about being in a relationship with her ex where it seemed like she just put up with a lot of infidelity, kind of gave him multiple chances and sort of hid that from her family. And that kind of affected her self-esteem. Kind of a different... We don't really hear that exact story too much. And I was kind of surprised.
I want to personally fight all of these girls' ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
They are all trash. These women are all great. What are, like, they, what, like, what is happening? I want to fight them. I want to fight them.
That's true. That reminds me, what season was it? Was that Matt James season where it was like they, all the women sat in a circle and talked about like horrible ex-boyfriends they had?
Yeah.
Like, are these people?
It made me genuinely upset and angry. And Charity is an angel, and I like them a lot. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We see back at the house, Gabby and Jess talking, and the common theme, we saw this in the preview. Jess is upset she hasn't gotten a one-on-one yet, and hope she's getting that next one-on-one. So it's kind of down to her and Ariel for not getting it. And it just kind of sets up what's going to happen this episode.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we already knew Ariel was getting that date. We know that Jess is going to be put in the position she doesn't want to get put in. But I love when Gabby brings it up later. She's like, oh, but you're not the last one. Greer. And she's like, yeah, but Greer has COVID. Like, it doesn't count. But I love the technicality.
I know, but I was just like, I don't know. I was a little annoyed at that because I'm like, Greer still exists. Like, she is still there.
Right, right. So, yeah, next week she'll be back and you'll both not be last. There'll be two of you. So. But
now, now you have left Greer to be the last person without it.
Exactly. So we find out when the date card comes, Brooklyn, Katie, Kat, Gabby, Allie, and Jess. It says, true love feels like magic. This date has a Haley. Did you catch that?
I was excited. I was very excited.
She's an Estonian witch. So they do a little witchcraft. Yeah, they kind of made it seem like there was already like trouble with Jess and Zach because her flame went out when they were holding
the candle. How much did they pay the flame to go out?
Exactly. How did they coordinate that? It's like a remote control.
That is magic, yeah.
Not a lot stood out to me on this date, though.
Like, no. It was an absolute snooze of a date.
Yeah.
Even the cocktail party was like not that interesting until the only interesting moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like they could have done more. Maybe this was like a backup date or something. But
oh, interesting.
I don't know. You know, if their schedule got bumped a little bit.
That's a great point. I noticed something a little weird with Ariel's date was that they were having their like dinner portion at like during the day, which they don't do. And then it seemed like they immediately went into the rose ceremony later that night because he said, oh, like the he said something like, oh, yeah, like the group date was yesterday or whatever. And I was like, oh, like that's so weird. I wonder why. And Ethan was like, probably because their schedule got bumped. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So that's maybe why, you know, Charity's date was just like the carriage and not really anything added on. You know, they stopped at like a store and took a shot. But yeah. Well, and then I feel like Ariel would have a reason to complain. Like, hey, I didn't get like my like all night, you know, for my date. I had to just like end in a hot tub with some naked townspeople. So
yeah.
Yeah, so we have the cocktail party, kind of pulls different people aside. Katie seems to have a really strong connection with Gabby. And then eventually he does pull Jess. And what did you make of this conversation? Did you have a side here that you were leaning towards?
I was kind of going back and forth on the side. I just feel like they're very much not a match. So it was kind of like they both didn't look great. And I really do think, and obviously we can't see the full extent of every conversation, but I feel like an important chunk got cut out right in the middle. Because like I feel like we switched from like, yeah, I'm willing to fight for this to, you know what, this just is like, you're not the one.
Yeah.
Like really quickly. So I wonder what happens. And so I think they both had a point, like Jess, you know, saying like, well, like, wouldn't you want to spend time with me? And Zach is like, well, like, you have the opportunity to open up like on these group dates, like that is an option. And she's just, you know, and she kind of kept going back to like, well, you haven't picked me for a one-on-one. And Zach kind of gets upset and is just like, well, one-on-ones like don't matter. And like, obviously they do matter.
They
do.
Yeah.
But
felt a little defensive on Zach's part. Like, he obviously knows they matter, but didn't want, I think it's like, I don't want to act like that's what's important in a relationship because that's kind of an arbitrary thing, but yeah, they do matter.
Yeah, like I wonder if he just like couldn't get his point across and like just wasn't like listening to him, so he just got fed up and was like, no, we're done here.
Yeah, it definitely struck me as like, so at first it seemed like he was reassuring her and it's like, oh, it's not just about that, but then kind of like these other conversations we've seen where it's like someone kind of calls him on something, he flips a switch and is just like, oh, I'm uncomfortable, this is conflict, you know what, you're not my top choice anyway, so you can leave now. I wish he would have just kind of talked it through a little more, and I don't think her approach was the best either, to kind of come at it, you know, really, again, kind of insecure about it and questioning. I think going in and saying, you know, like, I know you only have like so many one-on-ones a week, like I'm really hoping next week is our week, like I have a lot to share with you. And when he says like, you don't just have to share here, it's like, yeah, like maybe say like, that's true, like I've been a little slow to open up. But she kind of came at it like, well, who's opened up with you since they've had a one-on-one, like did they open up before? It's like, that's just comparing, and that's not really, you should just be focusing on your relationship.
Yeah, it's not really a game you should play on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think she had some points, I think he had some points. I don't, their communication just like broke down and they couldn't get it back no matter what.
Do you think she was slated to be going home at the rose ceremony, or because he did seem genuinely upset?
Yeah, I don't think she was. I think she just kind of burned her own bridge in his eyes.
Yeah, because he seemed definitely thrown, like that's not what I would have expected, and then doesn't give out a group date rose. Then we have Ariel's date, which was going to a sauna, and yeah, we see a sign that they caption nudist sauna. So I thought they would do like Bachelor in Paradise and kind of force them, not that they can force
to
them,
be nude. I thought
like win in Rome, you know.
Yeah, I thought titties were gonna be akimbo for sure.
I kind of took Ariel as somebody that was a little more free spirit and was like, that's why she was picked for that date. But she definitely seemed uncomfortable, out of her comfort zone, and Zach definitely was.
I mean, yeah, that's expected that Zach was, like, come on, obviously. Yeah, and, you know, we have not gotten to know Ariel at all before this, and she was really fun. I really enjoyed her.
Yeah, she jokes with him, and it seemed like he was really struck by, like, oh, like, she's a contender. Like, it seemed like he thought, he kind of even alluded to that with her a little bit, like, that he thought they had kind of, like, he liked how she carried herself really well, but I think felt like maybe wasn't sure where it was going, and now it was like, oh, it might be the best surprise yet. So those are big, you know, that's a big claim. And he also refers to Sean a lot and says,
which that, made me really interested, because I'm like, are they fooling me? Like, are they setting me up to think that Ariel is the one?
Yeah, I mean, because he's like, that's what Sean said, that you know, oh, you were here the whole time. And that's how he felt about Ariel. Like, oh, wait, you were right under my nose the whole time.
And so, and according to Bachelor data, Catherine got a date the same week.
Interesting.
Like her first one-on-one was this week.
Yeah, I would be here for it.
Me too. You know what? I'm interested in that. I don't know. I think he's a little boring for her, frankly. But like, yeah. I thought him and Jess were like the most perfect couple.
Yes, if they could figure out how to communicate. What about the couple that gives advice? Is also the nude couple that joins them in the sauna.
Yeah, it made me okay. So I get it, they were comfortable, but I was like a little like, oh, are they like laughing at them? Like, I hope not, but I think they were probably just super uncomfortable. I liked the advice they gave, which was, you know, the expected advice of be honest, talk, like trust each other, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting through line, that's for sure.
Yeah, I loved how they're like, oh yeah, go check out the hot tub, and then they just like jump in later. Like, they couldn't escape them. But I did feel like definitely immature on Zach's part to be like, oh, I was traumatized. It's like, okay, like, grow up. Like, just, you're in a sauna, you know, yeah. You're in a gym, you're going to see naked people. So.
Well, again, and it's like, we, you know, we kind of talk about this in like, it's probably a little apples to oranges, but you know, when they do like the gross food challenges and gross food dates, like, ew, it's so gross, we're eating a cricket. It just right. is like, it's not it's that gross culture, to be nude. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah, they want to be nude and have their little nude spa where they're allowed to be nude. Like, feel free, guys. I will not be participating. Mm-hmm. But if your balls are out in an area in which is appropriate, I wouldn't be thrilled, but I would let it go for culture's sake.
Definitely. How do you feel about cold charcuterie boards?
I mean, fine. Meal? I'm okay. fine with it. Why would I care? Is it food in front of me? Then I'm great.
Yeah. I also at least know like, it's well refrigerated, right? It's like, yeah, it hasn't exactly. been out in the sun all day.
What would you rather, a cold charcuterie board or a hot charcuterie board? Think about right. that. Yeah. No, definitely going cold. And I like my food a little room temp to cold. I don't like anything too hot.
They also talked about kind of in their alone time. They both, both Ariel and Zach seem to have had relationships where they were sort of catering to the person they were with and not really able to like be their whole self or felt they had to be a certain way. That kind of surprised me about Ariel. I'm not so surprised about Zach. Like, oh, yeah. That kind of explains like not like big things we're seeing about his personality that they could share.
Yeah, I feel like point. Zach is a bit of a relationship chameleon. And I think Ariel is so like funny and interesting that it is sad that she kind of dulled her sparkle for people. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that she's able to now kind of be herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's kind of an odd moment where they just saw her kind of talking kind of to herself softly where she's like, I just don't want to be alone anymore. Like, are we getting Bachelorette vibes here?
Oh, interesting. I feel like we haven't seen enough of her to like really root for that.
So after this, obviously she gets a rose, just like Charity got the one-on-one rose, and we have the rose ceremony, the cocktail party, and this is where Brooklyn confronts Kat again, because we see Charity talking about her date and like how it was really special, but she makes a comment, kind of, you know, a targeted comment, but just like in a nice Charity way where she's like, yeah, I had to kind of gather myself a little bit before and put some things aside. And so Kat knew like that's about her, and she pulls her to talk. But yeah, like you said, Brooklyn was going all out and really overstepped. And, you know, as they're having that conversation, she's just like, Kat, would you have done this if it was Jess? Would you have done this? And just, you know, really like butting in where it's like they're handling it.
Yeah. And like, I do think she made an interesting point there. But also, yeah, like it was a conversation to be had between Charity and Kat without Brooklyn being there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's why Kat was reacting. It's like, yeah, it cuts deep. You know she has a point, like, just your friend. Yeah. And I also loved, I think it was Brooklyn calling out Kat's hypocrisy too, because it was like, I think she said something like, I don't want to feel this way, like, before talking to him, or like something about like, I don't want to be in this headspace. It's like, oh, really? Like, right before your moment, you don't want to like be in a negative headspace. Interesting.
That I think it was fair for her to say. I do think that was a fair point for her to make there.
Yeah. So I was surprised that somehow it didn't come out at the rose ceremony at all. But when he does talk to Kat, he said something like, oh, did you think things were a little off at our date between us? I thought it was weird for Zach to be bringing something up. Plus, we didn't really see anything like that.
Yeah. So do you think the producers were like, oh, that was some weird energy, and he just kind of like got it into his brain about it?
Yeah, maybe. Or, you know, I think last week, I think Kat was my prediction of who we would choose, and definitely like totally changing my view now with this episode, because it seems like we're shown a different side of her. Like, there was even a moment where it's like he's going to look for her and she's in an ITM and she's just like really upset and pissed off about like, I can't believe I have to deal with this. And then like she sees him coming in and it's like her whole expression changes, but not in a like, oh, I'm happy to see you. It just seemed like very like two-faced in a way, or at least that's the way they presented it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Zach, I didn't see you there. So yeah, I'm kind of surprised, like, or is it him sort of realizing maybe she's not the one and wants to kind of set that up and sort of, because usually it's like a woman coming to him saying, our vibe's a little off, and then he sends him packing. But it's like, yeah, he has to, you know, get something initiated. I don't know.
It was odd.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there was more to that little group date that we didn't see that, you know, made the point.
Mm-hmm. And then when it's time for the rose ceremony, I was surprised that Jesse didn't say something like, Greer, you know, is not here. She's not part of, like, she is staying next week, or like she's able to be eliminated, or something to kind of explain like how that would be handled.
I very much was like, oh, I guess Greer is gone. Like, she's just gone. But then she was in the preview, so I was like, oh, okay. Like, that was, I also thought that was set up very weird.
Yeah. And I know like it'd be kind of awkward to have like a stand-in or something, but I felt like they could have like had a rose where it's like, and this is for Greer, you know, or something, or like have
definitely
put it in a vase or something.
Like, or just have like some represent clarity to the moment, because it did leave me very confused.
Yep. So he calls Gabby, Katie, Brooklyn, and Kat. And so it's Allie that gets sent home along with Jess earlier in the episode. So no big surprise there, I guess. Like, I think Allie was surprised, but just we weren't.
Well, he was like kissing her 15 minutes before. I'd have been pissed.
True.
So mad.
Exactly. Yeah, that would have messed with me as well. So yeah. I think she had a really like opposite of classless, classy exit. Like, just like, you've got some great women there, take care of them. And
I thought she was going to throw somebody under the bus at that moment. Like, you have some great women here, but watch out for. Like, I thought that was
right. Funny,
but no, Allie just was chill about the whole situation. And I think she's going to do great in Paradise. I can't wait
to see her. I think, yeah, if he had eliminated Brooklyn there, that would have been the move, I guess.
Yeah.
Should have been like, well, like, Kat's not who you think she is, kind of thing. Which,
yeah,
you know, that's a little extreme as well. But, you know, take your shots, I guess. Go out with a bang. All right. Well, if we must, I suppose we should get into our draft results. Let me pull those up. Follow at GeorgeCTV on Twitter. I assume the listeners are killing us again. I haven't checked lately. All right. George says, week 6 of the Rapture is done. The listeners remain in first with 198 points. They finally lost one, Allie. RGP Recapper is second with 170. Down to 2 left, lost Jess. And HStrong underscore is third with 114, hanging on by a COVID test with Greer.
I'm upset. I can't believe it. I can't believe I have one person left and she literally was just not in the episode. Like, yeah. I don't even have the, you know, honor of just having no team left. Like, my team got even weirder somehow.
Right. Yeah, it's really like going out with a whimper here. Do we think that Greer has any like sense of a comeback after this?
No. Absolutely not.
Because they show her like, hey, I'm back, but I didn't really see her in any other part of the preview. I have to ask about another part of the preview where he talks about like, oh, this is sex week or something, like fantasy suites, and that's not going to be happening with me. Like, is this another Sean Lowe moment? Like, is he just totally incepting him?
Oh, interesting. I didn't think it was quite like that. I thought it was more just like, yeah, I want to like hold off on that or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's kind of like an overcorrection from like, nobody wants to be Clayton, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, if I just say straight up, this is not happening, then nobody can, you know, say it did or call me out on something. Sure. All right. Let's get into some listener questions. Actually, let's get into George's questions for next week as well. All right. So for the draft, questions for next week. Number one, they head to Budapest. Of the following fun facts about Budapest, which will be highlighted on a date? A, it's the thermal bath capital of the world. B, it has the oldest underground in continental Europe. C, Doheny Street Synagogue is the largest in Europe. D, none of the above. Oh, this is like Shades of Doug giving us like city facts here.
I love this question. I was kind of hoping George would give us a blind question of like, what do you think they are going to do in Budapest? And I was going to impress everyone by saying, well, obviously they're going to go do a thermal bath. But now I can no longer impress anyone with that. Right. But I am saying that they are talking about it being thermal bath capital of the world because it does look like they go to one.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that would have been my guess as well, but I'll just go with a different one. So I'll say D, none of the above. I think they'll definitely go to a thermal bath, but maybe not like highlight that it's the capital of the world. Two, Greer comes back from COVID. Will she finally get a one-on-one? Yes or no?
I have to go yes here.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. But I could see him being a little savage too. So I'll go no.
Oh, gosh.
Three, will someone else test positive for COVID?
I hope not. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no also. Four, Zach again kissed 7 women last week, all but Greer and Jess. How many does he kiss this week? A, 0 to 3, B, 4, C, 5, D, 6 to 7.
Ugh, I have to go with 6 to 7. And it's going to be the first week where he doesn't.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go C, 5. Number 5, what's happening in the preview showing Zach holding a rose as someone drives off? A, he sends someone home on the one-on-one. B, a woman decides to leave. C, something else. I didn't catch that detail, so.
I didn't either, but what do you think?
I'm thinking sending someone home on a one-on-one because it could be like, I can't give you this or something.
Oh, I also think he sends somebody home on a one-on-one, so I'm going to go with that. Maybe he sends Greer home on the one-on-one.
Oh, maybe at both of those points.
Maybe.
All right. Other questions? This is from Rachel. Hi, y'all. Didn't think I'd be reaching out given I wasn't planning to watch this season. After a few glasses of wine last week, I dropped in and got totally sucked in. Happy to see an entertaining group of girls. Wanted to see what your opinions were on Kat's behavior this week. I personally found it anti-Black, tacky, and selfish. I don't think she would have interrupted anyone else's one-on-one, and to watch her double down on it to Charity's face was quite shocking. The microaggression was hard to ignore. Appreciated seeing Brooklyn stand up for Charity so quickly and confidently. Excited to see them both on Paradise. Who knows if
Rachel, we want Charity for Bachelor. Right. Hey, come on, girl.
I think it's just being realistic. Yeah. Like, who knows if I'll continue watching, but as always, enjoying listening to you both recap each week. Cheers, Rachel.
I really appreciate this commentary from Rachel. You know, it's just, it's a point of view that we don't, you know, it doesn't always, it's not always as clear to us. And, you know, it's hard for me to disagree with Rachel's points here. Like, I don't think Kat is doing this to anyone else.
Yeah. And I mean, same with when Christina Mandrell was kind of like coming for Charity's moment and not like acknowledging like, oh yeah, I shouldn't have been doing that. Like, it just, this kind of disregard. And yeah, I feel like, yeah, I can definitely see it with what Kat was doing. Like, would you have done that for any of the other women there?
Yeah.
Rank the following statements Zach and the women yelled into the fire. This is from George. I love my mom. I love my job. I love love. I love Twix. I love Taylor Swift.
I love my job. Come on now. I love love. Boring. I love my mom. Great. I love Twix. Not the chocolate bar I would choose, but I appreciate the sentiment. I love Taylor Swift. Obviously, number one.
Yeah. I mean, those are, I think that's the most memorable. I think that's the way you rank them. Twix. Yeah. I mean, it's, I guess, smart on his part to be like, maybe I can get a sponsorship like Taylor with Lay's on Big Brother or something. Like, just pick a lane.
What chocolate bar would you yell about?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because I kind of go through phases.
And here are some that you have sent me personally. The Trader Joe's crispy rice. The Trader Joe's cookie butter bar. I'm trying to think of what other ones. They're mostly Trader Joe's, though.
Yeah.
And I, in turn, send you boxes of Smarties.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe Smarties, because it's just like, but then I might get interpreted as like the lesser, you know, quality Smarties that exist in the U.S. So maybe like a Heath bar. I do love a toffee. How about you?
I'd say O. Henry is probably my favorite chocolate bar.
Okay, nice.
I don't eat a whole lot of chocolate bars because I am partial to dark chocolate rather than milk chocolate. So anything that's too milk chocolate heavy
The chocolate orange.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate orange. Great call.
And then what would you have yelled? So I guess we kind of answered that. We'll see.
I don't know. I hate doing yelling like this.
I don't like these like on the spot
things. No, I'd probably be like, I love like snacks, or I love laying down, or something like that. Like, nothing interesting, that's for sure.
And then it said, and how would it have gone over if one of the women yelled, I love Zach?
I think they would have LOL'd.
Yeah. And then possibly out of sympathy to Haley, I added a point category to the draft. Test positive for COVID.
I love it. I love it. I needed it and I love it.
And then George is asking, did we really need the Chiron of Jesse, age 44 host? They're going with this. They're sticking with it.
I have a question relating to the last one. Okay. Does that mean whoever had Zach on last season gets a retroactive point?
Ooh. Good question. I think it has to be during their season. Whatever the draft is from. Did anyone else think the guy giving drinks to Zach and Charity looked like Joel McHale?
I didn't think it was Joel McHale, but Ethan said it looked like Simon Pegg with hair, and I did agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, he did look like familiar, like a character actor type person. Did the producers tell Zach and Ariel to pack swimsuits for their one-on-one date to a nude sauna, or did the sauna provide them?
I feel like they would have to have packed them.
Yeah. Real witch or central casting?
I'd say real witch. Oh my gosh, that's tough to say. Real witch.
Yeah, I think so. And then Ding, Mary, Kill date ideas. Wife, carry, race. Visit Estonian witch. Visit public nude sauna.
My God. I guess I have to marry Estonian witch. Ding, visit public nude sauna, and then kill wife, carry, race.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're just calling out that part of the date, then definitely you have to kill that one. I'm kind of surprised that that wasn't group date. Like, I know that he couldn't really carry them all at once, but like, I could see them like doing it with townspeople or something.
Yeah.
And then I just realized I didn't award bonus points to the scorecard I posted on Twitter. Everyone correctly guessed who would get the one-on-one number of kisses, and 7 women would be left. So 15 more points for all. All right.
Heck yeah.
Nice. Jessica Campin. Is Zach getting bacheloritis?
This is interesting. I think maybe because he's like refusing to see anything from anyone else's point of view.
Totally. Like with the Greer situation last week and then with Jess this week, a little bit tunnel vision here. A little bit like this is like last week where it was like, this is about me finding my wife and just not seeing even like that somebody could relate to him in any way. And then not really empathizing with Jess when he's been in that situation. Granted, he didn't have to wait all that long. I think he was maybe one of the first one-on-ones, but still, he should be able to kind of understand where she's coming from. Chantel Francis. I am team Jess in this situation. Zach really didn't hear what Jess was concerned about. Zach heard one-on-one, but Jess really wanted an opportunity to open up and be vulnerable. Jess sharing this was an act of a vulnerability, and it turned him off. I loved what she said in the limo. Absolutely, I would want to feel chosen by someone who I was going to marry. Bachelor Nation is divided here. Where do you two stand? Do you think Jess was whiny and self-sabotaged, or do you think she was justified in her concerns and Zach handled their relationship poorly?
I think both are true. Honestly, like, I really do think she's self-sabotaged. And if she would have, like, been a little more chill about it, and as somebody with anxiety, it's hard for me to say, like, maybe you should just be chill about it.
True.
But, and I do think she's self-sabotaged.
I don't think she was whiny.
No, I don't.
She got rattled by, like, him, like, really thrown, like, oh, he's not getting it. Like, he's not getting me. Kind of like what happened to Greer. It's like, wait, she's like, well, this is not going how I thought.
Yeah. But I also think she was justified in her concerns. So, like, because he just immediately went, well, I mean, and head on home, girly. So
yeah, and I agree that we didn't really touch on, but what she was saying in the limo like made a ton of sense. It's like, yeah, why wouldn't I want someone to choose me and want to go on a date with me if I'm gonna get married? Like, it's totally rational.
Yeah.
Rachel Ann Noel Robinson, does Zach not understand Jess's feelings because he got Rachel's second ? One-on-one and he didn't have to wait for one?
Honestly, I think that's an excellent point. And he just is like not super able to see anything outside of his own perspective.
Yeah. And she says he has no idea what it's like to watch every other contestant get a one-on-one and you get left behind. I think he should have been a little more understanding.
I think he should have, yeah.
Allegra Swanson. I need you to revisit how many times like was said during Katie's chat at the group date. Legit thought the editors were trolling me.
Listen, we try not to monitor people's speech because y'all know I love a filler word. Gosh darn, it was a lot of likes. I will give you that. I even was like, oh, this is happening a lot here.
Yeah. Yeah, but I agree. I tend to kind of like block it out because, yeah, I know I do the same thing. So, Justin Feinberg, is it possible? We never saw Jesse or Zach telling the women that they are traveling to Estonia because none of the women have ever heard of Estonia before and gave a bunch of confused reactions upon hearing the news.
That and like he wasn't allowed to physically see them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I kind of missed. We needed kind of that. And our next destination, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, Zach wasn't there. So, and then Justin Feinberg, has anyone ever tried to comfort you by reminding you that someone has COVID?
No, but I'm sure that when Ethan and I had COVID, I tried to like remind him. He's like, it's okay, babe. Like, I also have COVID. Like, it's fine. And he's like, yeah, you gave me COVID. So
we're in this together. Justin Feinberg, what's the more horrifying date idea? Running a public obstacle course where Ethan is holding you in such a position where the back of his head is against your crotch and you're facing his ass, all while Jesse Palmer awkwardly watches you from a distance, or a date at a nudist sauna?
Justin, it is so kind of you to think that Ethan could pick me up like that.
Yeah, this would be just not. I would just opt out.
As long as I didn't have to be nude, I think I could do the nudist sauna.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've been to a couple, like, what are they called? Like thermal baths.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, you know, some people just can be naked. I don't relate, but some people just can't. And you know what? Respect to them.
Well, I feel like even in gyms that have saunas, it's like kind of a lot of them, they're just up to whatever people are comfortable with. Yeah. So
even just gyms with locker rooms, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, it's just, it happens sometimes.
It's your choice. All right. Do you have any takes from Doug?
I sure do. Just let me pull them up on my telephone. What does Zach care less about, tucking in his shirt or Greer's COVID diagnosis? Oh,
yeah, I think we'll find out next week if he has empathy back for Greer.
Did you notice that all the Estonian people in the background had their faces blurred? Is everyone there in the witness protection program? Yeah, I did notice there was a lot of face blurs.
I didn't notice that.
But they're probably just like, I don't want to be on this weird TV show. Thank
right.
you. How much did the Estonian tourist board pay to have their country advertised as a place that has terrible drinks, circle witch dances, and an abundance of middle-aged nudity? Also, nobody said Estonia is the perfect place to fall in love.
Ooh, that's a shot against it. The castle that, was it for Charity and Zach ate?
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
It was. I still, you know, listen, I want to go to Estonia. So, you know, yes. It works on me every time. I was happy to see Ariel and Charity get dates this week. Between their endearing personalities and the rational way they dealt with Kat, I think either would be a great choice for the next Bachelorette.
I agree. That's probably why it won't happen.
Are we to believe that Estonia is so boring that Jesse Palmer can find nothing better to do than watch a wife carrying competition? Maybe Jess was lucky enough to get a one-on-one.
That was odd. It was like,
he wasn't so weird.
He wasn't there, but he was there. Did he like run something else, like some other kind of date, or have like a little intro welcoming them and then just got cut?
Or maybe he just like couldn't get a golf time. So he was like, you know right. what? I'm in.
Yeah. Let me just check it out.
And that's it.
All right. That's it. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_. And you can check out everything I'm reading over at the Strong Library. I posted a couple of reviews this week, so check those out.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.